Now, the Cabinet has this afternoon approved proposals to change the legal status of childminders. The plans would allow for the future regulation of childminders and also give parents who use registered childminders access to the National Child Care Scheme. Let's talk to the Chief Executive of Childminding Ireland, Bernadette Orbinski-Burke, whose organisation has 700 members across the country. Good afternoon. Welcome to the programme, Bernadette. And thanks for taking. Now, I think some of the details of this were already well flagged, and it's something I'm sure your own members and you in Childminding Ireland have been keeping a close eye on. So what do you think of these plans to, on the one hand, provide financial support for parents and families using childminders, but also to bring childminders into a regulatory system? What do you make of that?
Well, I suppose the very first thing is to say we would welcome access to government subsidies for all families and would be delighted if families using childminding services had that access. We feel that would be absolutely wonderful for the families and the children. The other aspect to it, as you mentioned, is what does that mean for childminding? And it is part of a long-term plan, again, which you mentioned, part of the National Action Plan for childminders. So we did know it was coming, and childminders that are in touch with us would be aware of that as well. But change is always a bit full of uncertainty. We do know that the department has created an advisory group in which we're represented, looking at inspection and regulation. And we know that there's going to be consultation with childminders going forward. So what we would say to childminders is, you know, don't panic. Please take part in the consultation groups. We want to hear your voices. Get in touch at support@childminding.ie, and we can carry your messages to the policymakers. It's vitally important.
Yeah, sorry to cut across. I'm just wondering, what from your point of view does that this regulatory environment need to look like? You know, we're talking here about people in their own home, for the most part, who are, by definition, in their own home, looking after maybe just a handful of children, two or three children, perhaps alongside their own preschool children. So, what is it reasonable to expect in terms of regulation?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a very difficult, complex issue, really. I mean, it needs to be proportionate. As you say, it's somebody's home. Childminders often work very long days. They tend to be quite flexible about hours when they take children in the morning and how long in the evening they'll mind children for, which really supports parents working shift patterns and so on. So if it's overly bureaucratic, if there's a lot of admin, we know it won't suit childminding. And what we don't need is any sort of replication of creche regulations into a family home. I mean, clearly that's not going to work. And we do feel that the department are very well aware of this. And it's now a case of really making sure that we get a grassroots up system where childminders are very involved in shaping their sector, rather than something that's imposed from the top down.
At the moment, childminders, if I'm correct, register with TUSLA when they've got four or more preschool children, and
it
seven of school-going age. Now, is that going to change? Are all childminders going to be obliged to register?
Yep. If you're minding any child that you're not related to and you're being paid to mind them, then you will fall under the regulations. But the phasing of that and how that's going to be brought in and what that will mean, everything is still very much being explored. So I really think it's important not to be overly concerned that we have a chance to influence this.
Yeah, but would you have concerns that if this isn't handled properly, that the result could be that people would leave the sector, that they'd give up?
Well, that's the huge concern, because obviously it's not hugely financially rewarding. It's really a vocational occupation. So the very last thing we would want to do is lose experienced childminders. It's a wonderful form of childcare for children, hugely supportive of families and communities. It would be an absolute travesty if too many child minors were to leave the sector.
All right. So tread carefully, I think, is the message from Childminding Ireland. Bernadette Orbinski-Burke, thank you very much for that.